Zeche Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas, Zeche Nishmas Daniel Shein, and Basir Shul Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody, and a good Chaimish. So as I told you, I always like to speak about a Shaila that I got. So I already prepared what I wanted to say, and then I got the Shaila afterwards on the topic that I already had. It was last night after Mariv, so someone came over to me, and somebody called me and said, can I eat meat now? I said, eat? No. He says, you can't eat meat. It's already the 9 days. You can't eat meat. So this fellow said to me, I'll make a siyum. Make a siyum? No, I don't think you should do that either. Okay, I'll eat the 9 days menu in that restaurant. I said, okay, you can eat the 9 days menu in that restaurant. So let us discuss. So at first glance, it seems pashut. It's been 9 days already. What is he at? What's the person asking? So the answer is that the shaila is a better shaila than you think it is, and we really have to understand the teretz to the shaila. I mean, it's 9 days. 9 days. We know we don't eat meat during the 9 days. Ashkenazim, we don't eat meat during the 9 days. So what's the issue? Oh. So let me ask you, we have a minhag that we don't eat meat during the 9 days, but when we have a Suda's mitzvah, then we do, right? If you have a Suda's mitzvah, so then, right, anyone who went to summer camp knows that they make siyumim in the summer camps all the time during the 9 days. So what's the question? So Chora, at first glance, there is a question, and that is the following. Today is Rosh Chodesh, and it's a mitzvah to have a Suda's Rosh Chodesh. Right? Rav Yitzchak Cohen always trained us as kids to always wash and have a Suda on Rosh Chodesh. That's why I made sure this morning that I washed at a Suda's Rosh Chodesh. So it's a Suda's Rosh Chodesh. So why shouldn't that be enough to be matir to have meat today? Suda's Rosh Chodesh. You hear the question? So, and then this fellow asked me about making a siyum. So what's wrong with a siyum? They do that all the time. So let's see. So I'd like to tell you over something from the tshuva, Sisoris tshuva. Sisoris tshuva was the grandson of the Chasam Sofer. He was killed in Auschwitz in his 90s. So I've always been very mischazig to learn Torah from the Sisoris tshuva. And so the Sisoris tshuva has the following short question. Imutir lechol basar besudas bris mila. Misha nog eats a butter of a cold molasses sudas chalav. Say you have a bris mila during the 9 days, right? So you want to make a fleshik bris mila. So you'll be able to have meat. But this is your fourth child. The first, your fourth son. The first three brisin were milchik. So all of a sudden you become having meat for the bris mila. Rav Shechter is very into Herschel Shechter from YU is very into having meat at a bris mila and Suda's mitzvah. But many others say, you know, like Rabbi Willig pointed out, Rabbi Mordechai Willig, that you know in the morning you don't really enjoy meat so much. So so it became the minhag that we have milchik at a bris mila. You know, we have the bris mila in the morning, and except for the baseball players, regular people don't eat meat for breakfast. So that was the shaila. If a person had a child during the 9 days, and he had made the bris mila, And he all of a sudden wants to make a fleshek meal where previously he always had what? He had milchik. So he writes that it's really a sudas mitzvah. So therefore, sudas mitzvah, you could have basar, like we normally say. So then he has a question that we just raised. What about sudas Rosh Chodesh? It's a sudas mitzvah. So why don't we say today, why didn't I tell this individual last night, first, he wanted to have meat. I said, no, it's 9 days, but he's right. It's Rosh Chodesh. Okay, maybe at night you could say that Rosh Chodesh, you know, we don't, there's a little bit more, the chashivas of Rosh Chodesh is more in the daytime. Because if you forget Yalav Yovo at night, you don't repeat. But even in the day, we wouldn't be mad to that. So what's the reason? Why don't we allow eating meat today? Sudash Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Av. And I'll ask you another question. What about Sudas Malava Malka? Tomorrow night. It's also Sudas Mitzvah, the Gemara says in Shabbos, as the Tzurz Shuva points out. So what's the problem? Do you know anyone who's going to eat meat tomorrow night? Pasha's not. But yet, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. So why aren't we Makel? So why aren't we Makel today and why aren't we Makel tomorrow night? And the Sarvash Shuva points out, these Sudas are more chashuv than the Sudas Siyum and Pidyon HaBen, which we let eat people have meat, which are not even mentioned in the Gemara. He says, Vilu Sudas. Says the Sarah Shuv, you should see him. The Sechta, the Pidyan Ben, Mutarm Lechol Behem Basar, Kibavur Sham Beramah, Einem Uvur Begemar. The Sarah Shuv says this is the Yisod. Al-Korcham, Sarah Lomar, at the cave in Jerov, Pa'amim Einem Medaktakim Lechol Basar, Besudas Rosh Chodesh, Besudas Malkim, Botsay Shabbos, Chayin Osu Lechol Basar, Lishtos Yayin, Besudas Rosh Chodesh Av. He says, since most people, when they make a Suda, a Sudas Rosh Chodesh, or a Sudas Malav Malka, they're not makpid to have meat at that Suda. So then you can't all of a sudden say, oh, I'm a tzaddik, I need to have meat. Because those are Sudas Mitzvahs, but there are not no Sudas Mitzvahs that you don't normally eat meat at those Sudas Mitzvahs. So since you don't normally eat meat on a Sudas, you're not machbid. I happen to sometimes, 2 days Rosh Chodesh, I like to sometimes try to eat meat for lunch on Rosh Chodesh if I could. But not always, you know, and a 2 day Rosh Chodesh, I'm not always machbid. You know, so if you're not always machbid, so that therefore you can't all of a sudden say, today I'm going to be frum and I'm going to be matted to have meat.
What about benching on a coast, Rabbi? You mentioned yayin.
The same thing with benching on a coast. The same idea. Meaning what? How come when we have shalashuddas, right, in shul, we have shalashuddas sometimes in shul, so right, we don't drink the coast, right? We bench on the coast, we don't usually be save with Abdullah. The post can say the same idea. Because since we're not always makbid to bench on a coast, see, really, benching on a coast is really part of the meal. So therefore, it should be okay, even though it's before Havdalah. But we're not. Why? For the same, exactly what you said. Because the post can point out, we're not so always a makbid to bench on the coast. So therefore, we can't, since we're not always makbid to bench on the coast, so therefore, we can't, excuse me, one second.
So I was thinking, because whenever we have a minion, we bench on the coast. Lisa Van.
There. Since we're not always matched with the bench on the coast, we can't.
I was saying, Rabbi, normally when we have a minion at any kind of suda, I like to bench on a coast. And so, like today we're having a Rosh Chodesh lunch in my office. Rabbi Steinmetz is the guest speaker today at my office. We're having milchiks for lunch. And I was thinking, you know, normally with 10 guys, we'd bench on a coast. But anyway.
Right, but most people are not. So he says, then he ends the tshuva. He said, "Lachem b'mokhem shenogu lasa sudas bris milah, b'machoi cholov, or misha also come upon sudas bris milah, b'machoi cholov, nirisha also lasosa akshem, b'machoi boser." So that's what he says, that if you normally make a bris milah with milchik, so then you can't, you normally make with milchik, so there's no heter for you now to say that at the bris milah, we're going to have fleishik. And that's what he says. So the same thing, that's why Sudas Rosh Chodesh, if you're not always makpid to have meat at the Sudas Rosh Chodesh, and you're not always makpid to have meat at the Malava Malka, so this week you can't say all of a sudden, oh, it's a Sudas Mitzvah, and I need to have meat. Okay? That's the Yisod of the Soros Tshuva. Now, there is a Sefer. You know, there's another discussion. If you have leftovers from your Shabbos meal, the Soros Tshuva speaks about, the Birka Yosef speaks about that also. Could you have that meat? It would take me an hour to explain to you that whole thing, so we don't have that time. So I'm not going to explain it now. But my friend Rabbi Moshe Shapiro from the YU Library, so he asked me, according to that, then the Siyam also, because if the person's not always makpid to have meat at a Siyam, maybe that should be the same thing. So that's also an interesting discussion. Well, but there is a Sefer called Seder Hayom. Ever hear of the Sefer? Seder Hayom.
Rabbi Simon, in terms of the people not always having meat at a Siyam, which is true. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But wouldn't you just say that since it's the minig people do have meat at a Siyam during the 9 days, it's a minig to not have meat during the 9 days altogether. So the minig is to have meat at a Siyam. It's, you know.
Yeah, but he's saying that really it's a, you know, okay, people do it, whatever. It's not the worst thing in the world. But I'm saying my friend Rav Moshe Shapiro asked me that according to this Soros Tshuva, his whole yisod is when you don't normally, in other words, that's why we don't matir Sudas Rosh Chodesh today to have meat. That we don't matir Sudas Malava Malka to have meat. Because we're not always makpid to have meat at a Sudas Malava Malka. And the same thing with Johnny said, that we don't drink the kos for Shalosh Shudas for the same reason, because we're not always makpid to bench on a kos. There's a sefer called Seder Hayom. Okay? You never heard of it. You heard of it? You never heard of it.
No.
Okay. So let me just tell you what its claim to fame. Okay? Okay? And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, I think in the Shartzion, you'll see it. But it's many things to claim to fame. But it is the source of the tefillah, whatever you want to call it, of Modani. Where's the source of Moda Ani in the morning? From this Sefer Hayom, Seder Hayom. He says, "Uv kumo yomer miyad Moda Ani fenechem el chayim itayim shechazad v'bi nishmosi v'chem l'rabba murasach." Mr. Brewer quotes it. He quotes that it's from the Seder Hayom. The bottom, that is the source. So the Seder Hayom also speaks about this question, about how come we don't eat meat on Rosh Chodesh during the 9 days. So you know what he says? He says, I'll quote you from the Seder Hayom, "Afilu b'yom Rosh Chodesh atzmo, im hayoshehu Rosh Chodesh v'yom simcha, shani Rosh." So usually Rosh Chodesh is a man simcha. But he says, this Rosh Chodesh is different. Because first of all, it's Rosh Chodesh L'Chodesh HaPuranus. It's a Rosh Chodesh of Av. And Av was, you know, when many calamities happened to the Jewish people in Av. V'gam bo nistalek Aaron HaKohen. Today is the yortzeit of Aaron HaKohen. In fact, it's brought down that this is the only yortzeit that's mentioned in Chumash. Is the yortzeit of Aaron HaKohen. So it's a little sad time in Canaan. So therefore, when he says, "Bo nistalek Aaron HaKohen," so therefore, we don't play it up with fancy meal and having meat. And he says, and that's the mashmos of the Mishnah. Is it Mishnah Nichnas Av? So Nichnas, even the first day on Rosh Chodesh, we already are not going to have meat. So that is this. So this Sefer Seyd Hayom, which is a source of Modani, and it's interesting. Whereas another interesting point is that he points out the source of Modani is based on the pasuk in Eicha, Chadashim Labokarim Rabba Emunasecha, Paragimel Pasuk Chav Gimel. That's where it's taken from. So this is already Rosh Chodesh Av, this man of Eicha. So the Seir Hayom points that out as well. Or actually, the Mishnah Brura points this out. I mean, the Mishnah Brura in Siman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch and Sifchat and Ches discusses the connection with that pasuk. I don't know if Seder Yom actually said it, but if you look in the Shahar Tzion, in the first Siman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, Shahar Tzion, Siman Aleph, Sifchat Yud, he says Seder Hayom. He quotes you that that's the source. So it's relevant. Seder Hayom is relevant. So he's the one who, Mishnah Brura ties it into the pasuk in Eicha, but he's the one who adds that the reason why we don't, in other words, besides the Hisoros Tshuva's, Chasam Sofer's grandson's reason that we don't always eat meat, you know, at the, you know, when you don't at the Sudas Rosh Chodesh, so we're not going to have. But since this Rosh Chodesh is a little bit sadder than the other. Well, so now I want to show you something, okay? From a sefer called we can say some Divrei Agada, and John, I'm expecting to you on Sukkot to say it over in the Sukkah, what I'm going to say now, okay? So you take it down well. I'm going to say over in the Sukkah, you can enjoy what I'm going to tell you now, okay? When is Sukkot this year?
October. It's late.
What day of the week?
Oh, it's on Monday and Tuesday.
See, I knew you would know it right away. Right. So. Okay, so he says an unbelievable thing. This is the Sefer Shar Yisachar. Shar Yisachar, that's the Munkach. Right? We like the Munkach, right? We saw the clip. I made you see the clip of the Munkach. So now we're going to say something over from the Munkach. But the Munkach is saying over from Rav Mordechai David Zatzal of Dumbrava. You know, in Washington Heights, we have a shtibu called the Dumbrava shtibu. Right, so he says over from this Dumbrava Rav. It says in Dvarim Lamed Beis Pasuk Nun, but by Aaron HaKohen, right? Umus Bahar Lehaseif Alamecha Kasher Meis Aaron Achicha Bahar Haor VeYosef Amav. That you Moshe Rabbeinu. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu in Devarim Lamed Beis, Pasuk Nun, that you will die. Be hasef al amecha is a way of saying dying, just like your brother. Hashem is saying to Moshe. So what's this special thing that Moshe's death is going to be similar to Aaron's death? And what is it, how is it referring to death? Not only Mus, but what? They are safe. El Amecha. Okay? They are safe. El Amecha. That's another way of saying dying. You're going to die. What does it have to add in? They are safe. El Amecha. You'll die. Mus. What's all they are safe. El Amecha? So the Shar Yisachar says over from the Dumber of Rav, you know what Ve'hasef al Amecha means? It's a remnant to what? Chag Ha'asif, Sukkos. And the remnant is, and listen to this unbelievable, this is going to say over at the Sukkah, that whatever day of the Yortzeit of Aaron HaKohen, this year, the coming Sukkos is going to be the same day of the week of his Ushpiz. Okay? So let's do it together. You know, there are different opinions how you do the Ushpiz. So the normative is Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. Okay? Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, and David. So Aaron HaKohen, is your say this today. Today is what? It's Friday. So he says, you're going to what? Die today. Aaron's dying. Your side is today. But the Ha'osef al Amecha. In Chag Ha'osef, he's going to have the same date as the Yortzeit. When is that? So Sukkot, he said, is when? Monday. So when is Aaron's Ushpizen? Aaron's Ushpizen is which number?
Friday, number five.
Five, Friday. What's today?
Friday.
Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you also will get that same zchus. Okay? So now you need a little memory here. Let's do it together. Zayin Adar. Again, Zayin Adar is not in the Chumash, right? That's why I say only Aaron's Yortzeit is mentioned in the Chumash. But we have a Mesorah that Moshe Rabbeinu's Yortzeit is when? Zayin Adar. So, when was Zayin Adar? Zayin Adar is the same day of the week as Purim, because Purim is a week later, Yudal. When was Purim this year?
Thursday.
Purim was Thursday. And when is Moshe Rabbeinu's Ushpizen going to be?
Thursday,
because he's the fourth. And if Sukkot starts on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so Hashem says in Devarim Lamed Beis, Umus Bahar, you will die, Ve'hasef El Amecha, and you will have died just like Aaron. What do you mean just like Aaron? Meaning just like in the Chag Ha'osef, Chag Ha'osef, just in the Chag Ha'osef, Aaron has this chus of coming back when on the same day of his Yortzeit. That's when he comes to visit us in Ushpizen. Moshe Rabbeinu, you too will be what? We'll have this chus as well. Let's go more. Two more days. Lag BaOmer. When was Lag BaOmer this year?
I think it was also Thursday.
Also Thursday. So he says the same thing for Lag BaOmer, because the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu was Yom Petiras or Shimon Bar Yochai, who had the Shoresh of Nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu, will also be the same day as Moshe Rabbeinu. Lag BaOmer will also be that same day. And let's do one more. David HaMelech. When was his Yortzeit, David HaMelech? Shavuos. Shavuos is the Yortzeit of David HaMelech. Right? As it says in Yerushalmi, Shavuos is the yahrzeit of David. No, Johnny, when was Shavuos this year?
Shavuos was also Monday, Tuesday, I think.
Shavuos was?
Oh, was Monday. Shabbos, Sunday, Monday.
Shavuos was Sunday?
Monday.
Sunday, Monday. Those were 3 day, right. So no, when is the Ushpizin? Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Yosef, David. So the seventh day, Hoshana Rabbah.
Which will be on Sunday.
Which on Sunday. So all these people have this chus to what? To come back as Ushpizin on the day that they died. Because the idea is that there's a hemshach. That we, in other words, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is pashtusa the Moshe Rabbeinu b'chol dor v'dor. The Moshe Rabbeinu is melava every Talmud Chacham in every generation. That's why I told you once, the Gemara says at Shabbos, that a certain Tana or Mora said something. And somebody reacted, says, Moshe, Shapir Kam. Moshe, you said very well. But my name's not Moshe. My name is Shloima. Why are you calling me Moshe? So the Arachaim HaKadosh, the Parshas Tetzaveh, you look it up, said in the beginning of the Pasuk, Vata Tetzaveh es Bnei Yisrael, says that what? That Moshe Rabbeinu is Malave every time, his Neshama is Malave every Talmud Chacham in every generation. So therefore, if a Talmud Chacham said something that's good, we say, oh, Moshe, very good. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is Malava. That's Atat Tetzaveh. The Arachayim HaKadosh says, Tetzaveh doesn't only mean command, but Tetzaveh means to escort. Tzavsa. Tzavsa, best word, accompany. Accompany. So Mamela, that's the idea. So this week's Parsha is, we read about the about Aaron HaKohen. I mean, we read about it in Chukas, about Aaron HaKohen's death. But it's mentioned in this week's Parsha. And in this week's Parsha, it's mentioned the day, the first day of Av. And the only Yortzeit mentioned the Chumash. And the idea being, and then the B'nai Soso says, and that's going to be the day of the Ushpizin that he's going to come back to us. And not only, and Moshe Rabbeinu got that same Haftacha. And David is going to get the same Haftacha and of Shimon Bar Yochai. All those people. Because what's the special idea? That the day they left us, they didn't really leave us. In other words, they're still showing that the Sukkot is the time they're coming back to us. So they're going to come back, Dafka, on the day that they left us to show that they didn't really leave us. We're still being inspired by these individuals, the Taurus Moshe and Aaron HaKohen. But Chasam Sofer points out one more point. And you know, the Chodesh of Av is the month of of the Yortzeit of Aaron HaKohen, but it was the month of all the calamities. But that's the idea that Aaron HaKohen will protect us. If we follow in the derech of Aaron HaKohen of Shalom, we follow the derech of Aaron HaKohen of Shalom, so then his chus. But if we're not Anshei Shalom, so then what? Then we're not going to have the schuyos of Aaron HaKohen. So Aaron HaKohen is going to come back in the sukkah. So we should think about it. He's going to come back in the sukkah. And then we have to ask ourselves, did we live up to Aaron HaKohen's? You know, it says in Masechta Smachos that at the Levaya of Aaron HaKohen, there were thousands of boys at that Levaya named Aaron. Who were these boys? These boys were children of married couples who were on the verge of getting divorced. And Aaron HaKohen made Shalom, and they had children, and all these children were named for Aaron HaKohen, because these were the kids that were born because of the message of Aaron HaKohen was sent to the parents, and they continue, and they were able to continue to be married and have children, and they all named them Aaron. Someone said to me once, you see, that was the source of the Sephardic Midah, because they were all names for the living, because they were all, these kids were Aaron because of Aaron HaKohen. And then at the Leviah, all these kids were already kids, were already named Aaron at the time of the, but that's the idea. And I'll tell you another word from the Chasam Sofer. It's an unbelievable thing that we know, that we say that the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shehamidu Dineim al Din Torah, that everyone, what's wrong with, we follow Din Torah, that sounds good. No. No one wanted to do Lefnei Mishuras HaDin. Everyone, you know, by the letter of the law, and the, no one wanted a compromise. And that's the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, so the Chasam Sofer says an unbelievable thing. You know, the famous Gemara Bava Metzia in the Nedarim says, Shelo berchu batorah tchila, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because we didn't make Birkas HaTorah. So there are a lot of explanations, but a new explanation I just saw this year from the Chasam Sofer is like this. That, you know, when you're making, you do make a bracha, and then there's a hefsek, so then you have to make a bracha again. Because, so we go to sleep at night, then we wake up, we make another Birkas HaTorah. But he says, these people, they never, this is all Pidrush. He says like this, these people never stopped Torah. So that sounds good. They never stopped Torah. No, because they never stopped being sticklers for the letter of the law. If they would have been stickler and said, you know what, we're not going to do the letter of the law, because of the importance of Shalom, we're going to compromise, and so to speak, we're going to make a hefsek in the Divrei Torah. So then you have to make another Birkas HaTorah, because when we're going to make a hefsek in the Birkas HaTorah, because the Shalom won't necessarily be the letter of the law. But Laman HaShalom will do it. Shalom Berchu Batorah Tchila means they never wanted to be mafsik from the letter of the law. And Mimela, so they never, Hamidu Dineim Al Din Torah, they never would make a pshara, they would never make a compromise. And therefore, the Chasam Sofer says, the Schus of Aaron HaKohen then didn't protect. And that's what happened in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Chodesh Av. So why wasn't Aaron HaKohen? He's Chodesh Av. Why wasn't he protecting? The answer is, says the Chasam Sofer, Aaron HaKohen will only protect a generation who follows in the footsteps of Aaron HaKohen. And Aaron HaKohen realized that in life, everyone has to be flexible. Everyone has to be flexible. That's what the, you know, there's a fellow, his last name is Hirsch. His grandfather is Bernie Hirsch, and he writes for the one of these magazines. So he goes around asking people questions, different rabbanim. So he asks, "What's the most important thing in a shidduch?" So he asked me. So I said, "The Stipler says the most important thing in a shidduch is flexibility. That people have to be flexible with each other. That's what the Stipler said." So he quoted me in the newspaper. But that's this word of Aaron HaKohen. That Aaron HaKohen says that you can't always be a stickler for the letter of the law. You have to have flexibility. You have to have pshara sometimes. And then you can continue having shalom. That's why it says in Pirkei Avos, Rav Chaim Volozhin says in Pirkei Avos, beautiful word. Listen what he says. It says in Pirkei Avos that Asei lecha rav, you should have a rav. Knei lecha chaver, after a friend. Vavidanis kol odom, the kafschus. So what does that have to do? So I understand the first two things. I say l'charav, k'nei l'chachover. Those are two important people in your life, your friends and your rebbeim. But then what's the third thing have to do with this? That vavidanis kol odom, kafschus. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, because no person is going to be perfect. So none of your friends are going to be perfect friends. And none of your rebbeim are going to be perfect. So if you want to say, if you're not perfect, then I don't want anything to do with you, then you'll never have a chaver and you'll never have a rav. So if you want to have chaverim and you want to have rabbeim, havidanis kol adam kafsos. And that's the flexibility. And that's the pshara of Aaron HaKohen. And that's the idea. So with the month, the yortzeit of Aaron HaKohen, of the Zman of Chodesh Av, and we wanted that the Beis HaMikdash should be rebuilt. So the mead of Aaron HaKohen is, and that has to be continuing. And that's why he's the first person who got this chus to come back to Klal Yisrael on the day of his yortzeit, as it was Shpizim. It was first Aaron, then Moshe, then David, then Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, all these great people. But it all started with Aaron HaKohen. Because Aaron HaKohen is the first one whose yortzeit is mentioned explicitly in this week's parsha. And now is the time that we're finally B'nai Eretz Yisrael and B'nai Chutz La'aretz are now going to be holding on the same parsha. Al pi drush, there are a lot of different drushim, but people, how come we didn't do it before? We could have done it by Chukas Balak, people ask. We could have done it. So my friend, Rabbi Eric Goldstein from Great Neck, he gives the Daf Yomi in Great Neck, he pointed out, I think from Rabbi Packer, because in other words, there's no reason to make double parshas if you don't have to. But once we get to Tisha B'Av, Dvarim has to come before Tisha B'Av. That's in Halakha. Dvarim has to come. So till we had that stumbling block, then everything could go okay. But we had to make the double now. Because if we don't make it double now, that if we just had matzahs this week, then matzahs next week, and dvarim will be after Tisha B'Av, so that's not going to work. It always has to be like that. So once this, so then we were forced into, but some say, Rabbi Baum and others, some want to say that it has to do, you know, with the Achdus of Klal Yisrael. That's drush, it's good drush as well. So now finally all of Klal Yisrael is going to come to one day of the same Kriya, or at least Matos, Masse, whatever, and then we'll all be together. And that's how some say I'll be drush. But okay. But so Rabbi says, so this is what I wanted to say today, that today is, you know, Rosh Chodesh. And it's Rosh, since it's Rosh Chodesh, it's really a Zman Simcha. We should be able to eat meat. But again, either the Zoros Tshuva says his work that since we're not always makpid to eat meat on Rosh Chodesh, so we can't do it. And then the Seder Hayom. Seder Hayom's work is that that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Av, even though Rosh Chodesh is usually a happy day, but Rosh Chodesh Av, we have reservation because of Aaron HaKohen. But we have to realize that our koyach of Aaron HaKohen, like the Chasam Sofer says, is only kafi how much we will act in his, how we will act in his ways of Ohev Shalom Verodev Shalom. And that's the idea of being with Nimishur HaSadin, and therefore sometimes be mafsik from the Iker HaDin. And therefore that will behoove you to make another Birkas HaTorah, so to speak. But that's Aaron HaKohen, and that's this week's parsha, and that's we you know it's in the Chasam Sofer, the pasuk says in Zechariah that all the Yom Tovim eventually will be Sasan L'Simcha when the new Beis HaMikdash will come. Tzom Arvi, Tzom Chamishi, Tzom Shvi, Tzom Asiri, you know, Sasan L'Simcha. And it's a question, which day will be the Yontif? Say on the Tisha B'Av Shenitche, which will be the day the Yontif? So the Chasam Sofer says Tzom, after the day we fasted. Meaning, so if it'll be Tisha B'Av will fall on Shabbos and we would fast that year on Sunday, so that's going to be the day that's going to be a Yontif. That's the day that's going to be a Yontif. But only once the Beis HaMikdash is being rebuilt, and it's only be rebuilt based on the Koichas of Aaron HaKohen. And that's the Yortzeit today of Aaron HaKohen. So we're, in deference to that, we're not going to eat meat today. And we're not going to, even though we still should have a Sudas Mitzvah, so you should still try to wash. and have this mitzvah, but we're not going to have meat. We're not going to have meat, b'skuso shel Aaron HaKohen, until we actually fulfill the mission of Aaron HaKohen, and then hopefully all the tzomos will be l'sasa b'simcha.